Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast. The podcast. For Wednesday, October 30th, 2019, we have a podcast. If you would please like and subscribe and swipe up and do all that podcasty stuff because apparently it helps us. And we appreciate that. Leave us nice reviews. What do we have on the show today? We allow Annie a chance to redeem herself after our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame game went terribly awry yesterday. We're going to hear some great audio from the Mighty Quinn down in Weymouth and what happened at the Bruins game last night. Annie ruins her parents' anniversary yesterday. And what do you think about kids having cigarettes in their Halloween costumes? Don't come for JWoww and her kid. For their
Roger's
Halloween.
The one that wrote it.
Oh, it is? It was her ex, Roger.
Yes.
They have kids. They're like 6 and 3.
Yep.
Right? From the Jersey Shore. And they dressed up the kids as Danny and Sandy from Greece, complete with cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Candy cigarettes. And, of course, people are like, what are you doing? These are kids. Why are you giving them cigarettes, even if they're candy
they
cigarettes?
They weren't real cigarettes, yes.
I understand that, but I'm just saying.
You just keep saying cigarettes. And
but they're supposed to be cigarettes. Whether they're real or not doesn't matter. They're supposed to be cigarettes, right? So why would you do that if they were kids?
Because it's funny.
And I get that. I don't want to be the no fun police,
you
right?
Are.
I'm just gonna say I don't want to judge them. I just wouldn't do it for Barrett. Like I wouldn't give Barrett a cigarette. I wouldn't give him a joint. I wouldn't give him a can of beer or a bottle of whiskey,
even for a costume
to set off a costume.
Okay.
At 8 years old, I wouldn't. It's just a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't even like asking Barrett to get me a beer out of the refrigerator.
Oh, stop!
I'm not even kidding.
What do you even have kids for?
I know. That's why he has legs.
I was trained since I like could walk.
I know. The times have changed. Times have changed, Kennedy, and maybe. We have to think
really?
A little bit more.
From the 603,
about...
I dressed my son off at the age of 4 as a pimp.
Love it.
Times have not changed.
Okay.
I mean, they're your little puppets. Can't you do whatever you want?
You do you, boo.
Everybody needs to lighten up.
617-931-1234. Allison, what do you think about this and having the kid with a fake cigarette as part of their costume?
So I agree with Kennedy. I think it's getting a little out of control. And the next thing we're going to be telling little boys, they can't dress up like police officers because they have to carry a gun.
That's a good point.
Interesting.
Well, I don't think they do allow them to carry guns. I don't even think
Who's
they sell toy guns anymore, do
yeah,
they?
They do. They sell like the holsters and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think they sell toy guns anymore.
Yes, they do.
I don't think so. I think they've gotten rid of most of those. I mean, other than Nerf guns, I think they've gotten rid of all of the toy guns that look anything like a gun.
I just think it's Halloween and you're taking away from the creativity of the parents and the kid.
Mm. All right. Well, thanks, Allison. We appreciate you calling in.
Thanks.
Bye, girl.
Cheryl's from Sudbury. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey.
What do you think?
See, I grew up with candy cigarettes. We all did.
Right.
And they were just fun things to have. So there was nothing wrong with it. And even when my kids were growing up, we go to penny candy stores. I'd always buy them candy cigarettes, and they thought they were fun. They don't smoke.
Yeah, but
it was just fun.
I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here, Cheryl, because it's their life. They can do what they want. But there was a reason we got rid of candy cigarettes, because it was sending a bad message to kids
that
grew up with smoking, and we realize how bad it is now, and we don't want to lead our kids in that direction.
Yes, but you could just because you put a fake cigarette in a kid's mouth doesn't mean he's going to smoke.
That's
and if
right.
so,
and
then
you know what you. You can still buy candy cigarettes if you go to, like, penny candy stores that sell the old candy. You can still buy them.
And it's a conversation
And that's
you
why
can have
I bought them for my kids.
All right.
That's what I think.
Girl.
It's all right. We can agree to disagree.
Okay. Thank
all right.
you.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Bye.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emmy.
Hey,
Emmy. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. I think that even if it was just for fun, they have to understand that they are influencers. People look up to them. Young kids look up to them. And as a middle school teacher, we have enough students like with issues with vaping that any other images of like smoking or drinking, it's just, we don't need it. It's like, it's enough. We need to be setting positive messages and examples for our kids.
All right.
Well
thanks
said.
For calling in, Emmy.
Bye, Emmy.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, JP.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. What do you think?
So, I mean, I look at it this way. If you're if Barrett wanted to go as a cowboy, you going to tell him he couldn't have a little orange gun in his holster?
Probably not. Like, I, you know, we were just talking about this. I don't think they really sell guns anymore.
They don't sell ones that look realistic, I
yeah.
think.
But ones for a costume? Oh. I mean, the little boy that's dressing up as a cowboy or a police officer or anything?
We probably, he doesn't have any. Like, he has Nerf guns, but they look nothing like real guns.
Really?
You know?
All I played with was little toy guns.
I know,
when I was
but that is, that's all changed. They don't really sell them anymore.
But let's just say it was a gun that, like didn't look well. Forget it.
Like a little cap gun? Like
they don't. I don't think they sell them. I haven't seen them. Maybe they do somewhere, but I haven't seen them. All right, well, thanks for calling in, JP.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Everybody's calling me the No Fun Police, Kennedy. NFP, No Fun Police.
But at the end of the day, I think it's your choice as a parent.
Sure.
Absolutely. Do what you will, and then it could be a teachable moment. Mm-hmm. Either way, to say, here's a picture and here's why I wouldn't, or, you know, son, this is things you don't do, but this was something they did back in the day, and we've learned that it's bad, but it's just part of the costume, and it's funny.
Right, but I think the for me, the teachable moment would be to not allow it to happen because, you know what I mean? Like, this is a bad thing. This isn't something that we make fun of, because then if it's just around and it's funny and they laugh at it and they think, oh, when I'm older, I can just, I don't know.
Not if you say it's bad. And
I know, right. But if you say it's bad, but then you're still giving to them because it's funny. Like, I don't know, they can make that delineation when they're young. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, you either have something around you,
don't. I think a 3-year-old is never going to remember what they were wearing anyway.
Anyone who doesn't want beer and toy guns around their kids, please send them to me. I will dispose of them for you.
Thank you, Dan. Public service
That's
announcement.
What I do.
A lot of people are saying there are a bunch of stores that still sell toy guns. I guess I just haven't really
seen. What if Barrett wanted a sword? Is that a whole different ball game for you?
We've never bought him one. He has Nerf ones. Everything is Nerf now in our lives.
Yeah.
So that's, you know. I don't know. It's just the way I am. And No Fun Police, Kennedy. Whoop, whoop.
Man, we used to run around and shoot each other with airsoft guns.
Right?
Actual BBs in them.
No, I had a BB gun as a kid. I was a moron. I shot my buddy
Who
in the leg.
Who doesn't have a scar from a BB gun? Raise your hand.
I'm just trying to do a little bit better than my parents
you
did.
You do,
maybe.
You, Carson. Absolutely.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you were listening to the show at this time yesterday, we had an epic failure with Annie trying to name artist and title of all the people that have been nominated to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And people were saying that I made the songs too hard, that I didn't pick the biggest hits, most recognizable hits. And then also we found out after the show that we accidentally had the 2019 class with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So if it's last year, you know, you just copy and paste something off the internet. Kennedy grabbed it for us.
Or you specifically look up the wrong year.
Right. Well, because you typed in 2019.
Correct.
What they announced 2 weeks ago was the class of 2020. Mm-hmm. So these are the ones that could go in next year. So I have pulled that list of songs.
Okay.
And going to give you another chance to earn money for the Boston Marathon you're running.
I appreciate that.
For Dana-Farber. By the way, can you put that link up on the Mix 104.1 Facebook? People have been asking if they want to donate.
Yep.
Just, you know, put it sticky or something up there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kennedy, are you ready?
Let's go.
I have tried to find the biggest hits from these artists, okay? I feel like this one's going to be a lot better. And I'm going to kick in $10 for everyone you get right. Are you still matching?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame trivia. You have to give me artist and title.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
Oh, that's a gimme.
Christopher Wallace.
I'm coming.
Artist and title, please.
It's a Diddy song, isn't it? But it's Biggie Smalls, Christopher Wallace. I'm sorry. I thought it was Hypnotized. I'm sorry.
Oh, if you don't say these words.
Oh.
Wait.
Dan, how long do I have to wait?
What? She'll come to it.
She's going to wait. They say the words in the song.
Yeah, I can't keep going because,
More money, more problems.
What?
The song is Mo' Money, Mo' Problems.
Bye. Oh, she's in her own head now.
I am.
I'm sorry.
No, wait, let her say it.
How long are we going to wait? Go ahead, keep going.
More money, more problems. Biggie Smalls.
Do we give her that?
Yeah.
The Notorious B.I.G. What do you want me to say?
And Puff Daddy and Mace. But yeah,
right.
Okay.
But he's the one getting nominated.
All right. That's what more money, more problems. Notorious B.I.G.
You shouldn't have picked that song. That's not a Biggie song.
It is Notorious B.I.G.
But I'm saying he's not the first person that's on that song. You're not even playing a Biggie verse.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
$20, put it on the board.
There you go. Next one. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Oh, it pulled the acoustic version.
What
of the
are
song.
You doing?
Sorry, I pulled the
Hit
acoustic
Hit me with your
version.
Best shot.
Yes, that is correct. Do you know who sings it?
Who sings that song?
You may or may not have said it yesterday, Baxter.
Hey, what are you doing?
Whatever I want.
You're cheating.
You're cheating.
I may have said it yesterday. What did I say by accident yesterday?
Nirvana.
Don't bring that up. Still having flashbacks. Is it Pat Benatar?
Hey!
Look at that.
40 beans, baby. Let's go.
I was waiting for Love is a Battlefield.
All right, nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So far, you've picked an acoustic song.
Hello, high school. Reach out, touch faith.
All right. Never heard this song in my life. Is it Judas Priest?
Did you look up who was nominated?
You guys said it said Jesus, and I was like, Priest? I mean,
that is Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus.
Of course, yes.
All right, so you got 2 out of 3
so far. I can't believe you guys listened to that music. That is bad.
Oh, that is
that is really bad. That's
like one of my all-time favorite songs from that era. That is a good one.
Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
Come on, Annie, you know this.
Is it Listen to the Music?
Hey! Yay!
60 bills.
All right, Annie, getting it done today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Take a listen.
Oh. Is it called Good Thing Coming?
Oh, it's such a good song.
I have no idea.
You said them earlier.
Judas Priest.
Ah, of course. I love them. My favorite band.
You got another thing coming. All right, you ready?
Number one on my playlist.
All right. Nominees into the 2020 class Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Artist and title. How much money she collected so far?
She got $60 so far.
$60. In my eyes, one of Kennedy's all-time favorites right here. In the
skies, no one knows. Black Hole Sun.
And who sings the song?
Nine Inch Nails.
Oh! Oh,
is it? Close.
Nirvana.
No, it's not.
No, I'm not. It's kidding.
Soundgarden.
Soundgarden. You're doing
a
lot
song,
better.
Though.
Chris Cornell. Oof.
Okay.
R.I.P.
Last one, Annie.
Yes.
Last one.
Okay.
Yesterday, we screwed the pooch, and we had the wrong nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Today, we've got it right. I've got all the biggest hits. Name this artist and title.
What are you doing? Are you screwing up again?
Nope.
Well, yeah, you are.
Nope. He got nominated last year and this year.
This keyboard is so bad.
We did this one yesterday, Annie.
We did this one yesterday.
You think I remember? I blacked out.
Anything, Annie?
MC5.
You saw the list, didn't you?
I don't know who this is.
MC5 would be a lot louder.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is Todd Rundgren, Bang on the Drum All Day.
Of course.
That is an all-time classic rock and roll song.
Love it.
All right.
Somebody say!
All right, Producer Dan, you were keeping track of the cash. How much money did Annie collect there?
Annie has another whopping
$60. Hey.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice job.
Thank you
nice
so much.
Nice job. Kennedy, was that a little bit better for you? Did I pick the biggest hits?
Almost.
Almost? Which one did I pick that was not so big?
Playing acoustic versions is garbage.
You started,
and
that was a song with five features on it to start.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have gave me a better Biggie song. I'm just going to say, I love More Money, More Problems, but you start with the Maze first.
B-I-G.
You could have gave me Juicy. Could have gave me Hypnotize.
For the DEA, Federal Agents,
mad because I'm flagrant.
Tap cell and my phone in the basement.
So good. So good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So yesterday was a milestone for Annie's parents. They celebrated their wedding anniversary. How many years have they been married?
36 years.
And Annie ruined their anniversary.
I really am the worst.
What are you doing? This poor, wonderful couple.
And really, it was just because you exist. And no, you didn't purposefully do anything.
Honestly, it's just because of my being. That's all it is.
So Annie still lives at home with her mom and dad.
Yep.
And they had big plans yesterday.
Yeah, so they went down to Plymouth. They got massages. They spent the day there. They went out to lunch. They both took the day off together, which I just think is so cool.
That's adorable.
Yeah, do they that do that every awesome. Year?
I can't remember in the past. I feel like they've just done dinner or gone away the following weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think it was cool to take the day off and really just be with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they just are really the coolest couple ever. They still like each other after 36 years, which is mind-blowing to me. And so they come home. They're both so relaxed. I've never seen my dad so relaxed in his life. He was like, honey, just looked like a zombie. And I was making dinner before I went to the gym, and I could tell they both walked in the door and were like, oh.
You're here.
Nice romantic day, maybe a little glasses of wine before they came home.
And I'm like, hey guys.
Happy anniversary.
What you doing? Want to sit down and talk?
You know me, I'm not quiet.
Because you know it normally concludes a romantic evening, and it doesn't involve your child in the kitchen.
Well, Dan, you see, I feel like after 18 years, they're probably like, okay, now all the kids will be gone. Maybe our anniversaries will be nice together. It's been 25 and still here, still rocking with you guys. So I'm trying to make dinner as fast as I can and just get out of there just because they didn't say anything, but
of course they didn't. Yeah, they came home. They wanted to like put on the candle lights.
But like my mom is pretty honest. Like if she wanted me out, she'd be like, get out.
Mm-hmm.
Like she just, you know, that's how we are in our family.
Right.
You just
but they were nice and relaxed from the massage. Right. So good for you. You didn't get yelled at.
So I was watching something on the living room TV, making my dinner before I left. And they both went into the side room, which like we call my mom's smoking room. And they were just both watching like House Hunters in there. And I can hear them talking about like, oh, four bedrooms, one bath. And I was like, wow, I really just put a damper on this day. This is all my fault.
They're looking at houses with only one bedroom.
They're like, a studio looks great.
In Florida.
Time to downsize.
Fort Lauderdale sounding mint right now.
So did you get out of the house and stay out of the house?
I got out of the house. I went to the gym. I got there early. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go stretch before the gym. It's fine.
Did you just drive around for an hour after aimlessly?
I stayed a little bit extra after my workout. And then I was like, I'll just, you know, I'll take the long way home. I'll drive 15 miles per hour.
You should have just come over, Annie, Dow.
I know.
I'm setting up the guest room now. It'll probably be done by next week, and I'm just going to call it the Annie Dow room.
You're just here.
I'm just going to give you a key. You come and go as you please.
Kennedy, my parents want to do it.
This is what I imagine happened when your parents got home from their wonderful romantic massage. It's their anniversary. They're feeling relaxed. They're feeling wonderful. It's the end of the day. They're strolling in the house. Right.
Hey guys.
Oh.
Do you have a record scratch sound effect?
Yep, that's me. Probably wondering how I got here. Just zoomed in on my face.
Well, you've ensured you're going to stay the youngest child.
Pretty much, Dan.
Wow, could you imagine?
well, happy anniversary to them. Happy anniversary.
They really are the best.
36 years is something.
That is
really. They are goals.
They really are.
Wow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I want to give you an update, and I have some amazing audio for you this morning, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
We've been keeping track of the mighty Quinn. For those of you that don't know the story, this is a 3-year-old boy who was battling cancer, was recovering from cancer, and was told he was not allowed to be around people.
His immune system was deeply compromised.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he kind of was a bubble kid. He had to stay in his house and would peek out the window and wave.
Mm-hmm.
And people started going by his house and would stand in front of his house. Athletes were going by. Police officers were going by. Firefighters were going
by. The Dropkick Murphys came by and did a private concert just for him.
Right. The Mighty Quinn. So I guess the good news is now he is able to go out and interact with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Boston Bruins invited him to drop the puck at the game last night. And what happened and the story that that they told, Kennedy. I want to play you
the audio.
I got to tell
you, it was something to watch.
It really
I got a little dusty loading it in.
Little bit.
We are honored this evening to be joined by a very special guest.
And this is the PA announcer at the Garden last night for the Bruins game.
We are honored this evening to be joined by a very special guest. At the age of 3, Weymouth, Massachusetts native Quinn Waters was diagnosed with brain cancer. The day after his 3rd birthday, Quinn exhibited unusual behavior, and after a visit to his PCP, an MRI found a lime-sized mass on his brain, later determined to be a medulloblastoma grade 4 brain tumor.
Mm.
After a 10-hour surgery, multiple rounds of chemotherapy and induction therapies, and a stem cell transplant, Quinn was able to go home on isolation, bringing upon the Quindo, where he was visited by a number of celebrities, including the Bruins' own Charlie Coyle. Within the last month, Quinn was finally cleared to go outside again. Quinn's bravery and courage, along with the rallying support of an entire community, is an inspiration to us all. We're all rooting for you. We will all continue to fight for you and the many others affected by cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please welcome to the ice the mighty Quinn and his father, Jarlin. Will the captains please come forward for tonight's ceremonial puck drop? Thank you, Quinn Waters.
Man, talk about a cool moment last night at the Garden.
Just, if you have time today, go look at the video. You know, do a little Google search and go look at the videos. Because,
right.
you know, he's just standing there. Mm-hmm. Living his best life.
Right.
Just standing back there, you know,
yeah,
players
no
walking
deal.
By. It's no big deal. It's
that,
fine.
That Garden crowd did not stop clapping
no.
for
no.
the whole 2 minutes he was out there, and it was amazing.
Hockey fans or something else.
And they then really hearing all of the hockey sticks being
yeah.
pounded on the ice, that to me was like one of the...
10-hour surgery,
you hear that in the
rounds of chemotherapy and
that's awesome. Hockey players are the best people on earth.
Right. No, it is true.
As
it
far
true.
As athletes go, they're the best.
No, they are. And also, let me just one other quick piece of audio, Kennedy. So this is Quinn, and like the players are coming by now,
yes.
and he's just there hanging out. They're
so
all like,
good.
"What's
it's
up?
So,
what's
so
up?"
Good.
We are honored. This-
oh, sorry, wrong one. Let me. What? Oh, I didn't have it. I think it is
3 or 4, right?
It's 3.
It is 3. Here it is.
You're excited, me too. Thanks.
Oh, what's up, guys?
Yeah,
I'm too.
I'm so excited.
So
I am
excited.
Too.
It's the time. So. I haven't been outside in, I don't know, a year.
He's the coolest little human being.
And now I'm just fist bumping Bruins before I drop the puck.
Right.
Right.
What'd you do today?
It's called the glow up.
You
so.
Didn't
no
do
big
this?
Deal.
Did you not do this today? That's weird.
Who did that song, The Mighty Quinn? Is that
Manfred Mann, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's an old song.
Is it?
It's a really old song.
Is it? I've never heard it before. I thought maybe they did it for him.
Ooh, it's a really old song.
Yeah. How about that? Learn something new, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.